Listen to Vectis Radio. It's 13 minutes after 12, and I've got in the studio now our latest 4P student, which is Charlie. Hello, Charlie. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thanks. Did you notice I didn't have not even attempted to mention your last name, which is, I'm told, is Polish.
Yeah.
Go on, just give it to me again.
Giemza Pipe.
Giemza Pipe.
Yes.
Have I said it right?
Giemza.
Giemza Pipe.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. But you got a Polish name, but you were born somewhere else?
I was born in Oklahoma.
So you've travelled then?
Yeah.
Isle of Wight, Oklahoma, what in between?
Yorkshire for a bit, but I don't really remember. Okay. I don't remember most of it.
You don't remember what part of Yorkshire? North, south?
No, no. Uh-huh.
And you come to the Isle of Wight?
Yeah.
And you don't want to leave now?
No, I think the island has got pretty much everything there is to see in the world, just smaller and maybe less impressive. But
okay, you like it here then?
Yeah.
Okay, and what part of the island do you live in?
Ryde.
Okay, so you come from Ryde, and what sort of hobbies you got?
Play video games, look after my animals, and do a bit of art and drawing.
Right, there's lots there I want to talk about. Let's talk about the video games a little bit later on. Okay, but animals. I know you've got, is it Dusky with you?
Yeah, my ability dog, Dusky.
How long you had Dusky?
I think for about a year, maybe.
Okay, and Dusky's not your only pet?
No, I've a lot of people like to say I've got a menagerie.
Right.
I've got three bearded dragons, one of which wasn't supposed to be mine. I look after a snake as well, but I don't like feeding her. And I've also got four rabbits.
Hang on, I'm a bit concerned about the snake. All right, so you're looking after a snake. Does that mean it just sort of pops around when it wants looking after, or you've actually got control of it?
We've got control of her. Not a huge amount. Have you ever watched Jurassic World?
Yeah.
It's sort of like the Indominus Rex in that right. sense, where she's under control, but if she doesn't want to be, she'll leave. She's very smart and strong, so if she wants to leave, she'll pry open the back of the vivarium and go for a walk, which she's done, I think, about four times.
Right, okay, so free spirit then, wanders about, and she hasn't sneaked into a bag or anything like that and brought it, you know, with you or anything that you wouldn't know about?
She sneaked into a cupcake box once, which is quite adorable. And then before that, she was hiding between the vivariums of my bearded dragons, which panicked the third one quite a lot because he could see her hiding in between the other two. And then she was at the bottom of the stairs and I almost stepped on her. And then once when I was about to go to sleep, all the lights were off,
yeah.
I heard rustling and I went over to my desk and there she was under all of the posters.
Okay, so you've got a snake that just roams around and does what it wants, really, then?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, and the owners don't want it back?
No, I think I've just sort of taken up the mantle of looking after. I won't feed her, though.
What do your rabbits think?
I don't think they know that the snake's there, but the rabbits are adorable and lovely. I'm looking after my eldest one, Snowdrop, at the moment, because she had a bit of a stomach problem. But it's been of an adventure with them on daily.
So you've got four rabbits. Mm-hmm. You got go on, let's have their names.
The eldest one is Snowdrop. I've had her for, I think, about 4 years now. And then we have Captain Holly, who's the only male rabbit. I named him after the captain from Watership Down. And then the two youngest, who are sisters, are Toff and Lily, who are the most chaotic and opposites of each other, even though they're sisters.
Right. And where do they stay? Are they inside or outside?
It sort of shifts between the weather. So when it's quite cold and rainy outside, they'll stay inside. So for the most of the time, they're inside. But they do go outside. They have a chicken run that they go and they hide in.
And how many other pets have you got? You got any more?
No, my dad has an assistance dog called Baxter.
Okay.
But I think
Baxter, that's a great name.
Yeah.
That's cool, Baxter.
He's quite the charmer as well. Have you seen Jumanji?
Yes, yeah.
The second one?
Yeah, that's...
With Dwayne Johnson?
Jack Black?
Yeah, and Jack Black. They have a joke in that of Dwayne Johnson has a smolder, and Baxter very much has one as well, that he likes to swoon all of the dogs at the park with.
Okay. It's fascinating. There's lots of things I want to ask you. Obviously, we'll talk about the gaming in a minute, but what do you actually want to do as a job? If you could pick a job, in, you know, any job that you wanted to do, what would you do?
I think it's a toss-up between two. I think one of them would be working at a library, and because that would just be very relaxing and not as stressful. On the other hand, I feel like it would be a bit boring. But the main one I'd like would be at a zoo.
Right.
I think it'd be really nice just getting to know animals that not a lot of people would know about.
See, I can see you working at a zoo. I couldn't see you working at a library.
Hmm.
And every time, when you said you wanted to work at a library, all that came in my mind was, shh. Because apparently that's what they do in libraries, because you're not allowed to make any noise. But to not have any noise, that would be so dull, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but then if you were, like, the boss of the library, then you could play, like, a really loud noise all of a sudden over the speakers and give everyone a jump.
Is that the sort of thing you would do? Yeah.
I don't think I'd give them a warning, but I don't think it'd be out of the question.
Are you? Yeah, we're going to have to watch you over the next couple of weeks, aren't we? Hey, look, it's a pleasure to spend some time with you. We're going to chat some more in a wee while. We are going to talk about gaming and anything else that comes to mind. But for now, just sit back and relax. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with Musically from some Gary Newman on the way. It's 20 past 12.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the